In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. If there is one thing that we should take away, each one of us, all from this next 3 days, everything that we will say and do, everything we will hear, everything we will hear ourselves say, all of it, it is that the point of it all is love. Love is the beginning and the end. It is the origin, the source of all the energy of the cosmos, of you and me, of everything that we know and are. It is the ground of our being, and it holds all things together. We say this because God is love. God is love. It is both as complicated and as simple as that. And Jesus, in the time he spends with his disciples before he is to be betrayed this evening, is fundamentally concerned that they manage to get at least this while there is still time, while he is still among them. He knows that the place he is going to very soon, they cannot go. He has told them before that they will not always have him. And here, the moment has come to begin walking that long road toward his departure, to cross and tomb. Before he goes, they must understand what this has all been about. To show them what this looks like, he gets up from the table and ties a towel around himself and pours water into a basin and begins to wash their feet, to offer them that most startling, intimate physical gesture of care. Startling for the intimacy as well as the fact that here he is, their Lord, their teacher, lowering himself to do a task that seems to them utterly beneath him. And yet here he shows them in this simple gesture a kind of humility that is as wonderfully human and skin deep as it is one that demonstrates the entire essence of the incarnation, what it means for us and for the world. Here is the Son of God in absolutely human conditions, absolutely frail, absolutely the way that we, each one of us, are too. The fragility that he has is the one in which the powerful can and will kill him, precisely for his demonstration of love. He empties himself. The kenotic movement of the shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, pouring himself out like the wine into the chalice for the whole of and in solidarity with his now fellow humanity. All of this, of course, like so many things with Jesus, happens at a party, around a table with drink and food and loved ones gathered together. God does this a lot. This meal that he shares with them, around the table, which we still come to almost every time we gather together, is too as profound and shot through with meaning as it is lowly and humble. Yet another demonstration of love. This is my body. You who receive these gifts are my body. You yourselves become the means by which the world might know the love that I am, might be reminded of the love that they were formed in their innermost being to abide in, to flourish in, to lay aside the selfishness and pettiness of war and retributive violence, the subjugation of other peoples, all of it. All that we're capable of, all of the evil that we do, to recognize that the real way to freedom is not that. The real way to freedom is to open ourselves up to be, at least in whatever limited way we can be, channels of that sacramental grace which we have received, that love that is for the life of the world. These symbols that we have, bread and wine and water, this stylized version of a towel I'm wearing under this, next to this stylized version of a table and a meal that we will share in a moment. All of these things are tactile, embodied placeholders for truths that we are still trying to unpack thousands of years after this event. This event which interrupts the course of human history. These things that we will recount in these next days, namely the love which interrupts history, the one that says absurd things like love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, love that says give to everyone that asks of you with abandon, love that says that there's nothing greater than to lay down your life for your friends, love that acts in such a way as that it would rather die than make a compromise with the powers of greed and hate and fear in this world. These are the mysteries into which we enter in these holy days. These are the deepest questions and ambiguities and fundamental truths that make us who we are as people of faith. They are our reason for being a people of faith. Faith which teaches us what it takes to take a chance on this love, to love one another as he has loved us in such a violent and broken world, what it would actually take and what it would look like. But which teaches us ultimately that it is this love put on display in the washing of feet, the sharing of bread and wine, these things, and that love will conquer the world. As we enter into this dark night and tomorrow, we must take this as our mandate, our mandatum from our Lord, that we love one another as we have been shown the way. And we know that love is as strong as death, and indeed stronger. Even death can't kill it for long. Amen.